Hi there, this is Annie. It's August 7th and it's day two of the Byron Bay Writers Festival. First thing, it's very, very cold. Back to the Byron Bay Writers Festival. It was more or less seeing panels of writers who were grouped vaguely into similar sorts of areas. The way that they ran it was they spoke about their current book and perhaps the inspirations behind it, and then they were asked questions across the board by a chairperson, and then if there was time they took questions from the audience. I've got to say it's pretty heartening to see that there was a fantasy writer included this year, and better yet, she was a local. Well, at least she was an adopted local, Kim Falconer. I've got to say I've never read her books, but they sound really interesting. She has written 6 books in 3 years and has only really just come to writing. So, I mean, her story alone, fascinating, fantastic. So I've got to really get on to reading some of her things. I went to a practice reading of Henny someone. Again, I can't remember her last name, but she was mentioned. She was nominated for the Miles Franklin Award for the play, which in itself is an incredible achievement because it's been the only one that has been nominated. Back to the practice reading, it was brilliant. Really, really enjoyed it. So it was a great start for the day. Sat in the sun and listened to a modern day historian. Well, there were actually two modern day historians. They were arguing about what history was and who should write it. So that was, a very heated discussion. I huddled up at the back of a tent and listened to food critics and then travel writers speak about their latest books and some of the adventures that they'd got on, you know, got the travel bug again. I took much less notes today, but it seemed to fill me up a lot more as an artist. So it was still a really good day. It was rather than just a textbook or a toolbox on how-to set of panels, it was more of a inspiration, fill me up with creativity type day. I do think that is a bit of a shame because it's almost as if the day was a big promotion for new books and book signings, which, you know, I understand that this is a big part of writing, being recognised and celebrated amongst your peers. But I also think that a lot of people come to particularly writers' festivals to be inspired and given tools rather than just go from one tent to the next listening to book launches. I mean, they were very interesting and I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it, but after the fifth one, you sort of think, well, you know, I'd actually like to start taking some notes here. It's still definitely a worthwhile festival to be part of and to soak up the knowledge of all the writers in and around and about you. And, you know, it was a great break for me away from the normal. I've only just come back from listening to a reggae band, completely delicious. Just watching the people attracted to the scene, it was like watching some sort of post-apocalyptic scene. I mean, there was a thriving, frenzied mob near the band, completely entranced by the music, gyrating and heaving as one mass. And as I looked around the fringes, there were people clutching drinks and they were sort of really spaced out. And just further beyond them, there were the watchers. Their faces were flickering with reflections of flames. There were big drums set around the perimeter. So, you know, it was as if we were all almost transported into some sort of, you know, mad place. I could see small bags being passed around, you know. Anyway, bliss and thrall, I'd have to describe the place. It just enveloped the whole room. It was incredible. It was a great experience. Anyway, walking back to my room, my ears were buzzing and I reckon I'm still deaf. I've got to say, I'm just too old for this crap. So, settling down, opening up my laptop and trying to get my Friday fiction done. It's already a day late. I've got some ideas, but not much of one. So, you know, I'm staring at the empty page in disbelief that I have been imbibing all this writerly stuff and I've still got nothing coming on the board. I actually conclude that it's got more to do with the 2 cocktails and ciders I've imbibed rather than lack of inspiration. So I'm pretty easily distracted in this sort of state, so just had a couple of SMSs fire off at me, enticing me to come and join a very loud and dancing mania at a different pub. So, you know what, I'm going to give in, I'm going to march up there, and I know the temperature's pretty cold, so I'm going to go up there and see what's happening. I will catch you tomorrow.